So, John, you're a cook, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, hot weather, 90 degrees. Do you really want to be leaning over a stove?
I don't.
Yeah, right. Well, me neither. So today, Melissa Clark, a food writer for our partner, The New York Times, has brought us a whole host of new, delicious, and easy summer recipes. Leafy green salads not included. And the best part is, not one of these recipes means you turn on the oven. Yay!
Wow, Melissa, so you're bragging about your low carbon footprint this morning. Is that it?
I never thought of it that way, but you could put it that way, sure.
Okay, Melissa, salads is the obvious, gazpacho, all that. But you have some ideas, and you've brought us some wonderful-looking stuff I haven't tasted yet. Tell us what we've got here.
You should have a lovely cantaloupe soup, which is made with sheep's milk yogurt. And it's kind of, you had mentioned gazpacho. That one is kind of a play on gazpacho, but instead of the usual, you know, tomato, onion, garlic, you know, olive oil flavors, this one uses cantaloupe, and then I've made it savory with a little bit of lime juice and some sheep's milk yogurt.
Although it's wonderful.
And caraway seeds.
And then that's cumin. The topping, those are toasted cumin seeds with
cumin
salt
seeds
on it.
And I have to tell you, folks, this is a beautiful pale orange, yellowy. It's just gorgeous. And it's very, Melissa, it's very creamy. How do you get that nice creamy texture to it?
That's from yogurt.
That's the yogurt.
That's the yogurt. And that's just the whole thing. And what's nice about that soup is it's savory, a little bit sweet, but completely surprising. So you could, that's the kind of thing you could either whip up for yourself in about 3 minutes flat for lunch, or it makes a really nice first course for a summer, a no-cook summer dinner.
That is great.
Okay, now you've also sent in here, something very evil, and John's already...
I've already tried it, yeah.
John's already... I'm
actually feeling the sugar rush right at this moment.
Yeah, so you probably need it about now. We all do, right?
This is dessert, ladies and gentlemen. Melissa, tell us what we're eating.
This is a very classic summer dessert recipe called either an icebox cake or a refrigerator cake.
Well, and it's a cake. You have to use an oven for a cake.
Exactly. That's the thing. You think you have to use an oven for your cake, and your guests will think you've probably been slaving over an oven for this cake. But the trick is, it's cookies. You buy chocolate cookies. This is a cheater's recipe. I'm just going to say that right now. You buy chocolate cookies. You cover them in whipped cream. And what happens is the whipped cream softens these cookies and turns them into basically something that tastes like cake. The whipped cream almost dissolves into a frosting. It's one of those recipes that is maybe three ingredients, and it is transcendent. It just
is
so much better than
this. This is like, Melissa, this looks like it's about eight layers. How did you do this?
It's each cookie. You just make little sandwiches. You whip up some cream. You take your cookies. You sandwich the cream in between the cookies, and then you just lay them next to each other and put more whipped cream over the top. It could not be easier, and it is just the perfect summer dessert. You can serve it with any fruit, which is great. It's a great canvas for it.
We must say the company that made the cookies had to use an oven to get the cookies
right,
to be
yes,
cookies.
Right, yes. So there goes my carbon
there
footprint.
Goes your,
cred.
There you go.
The
but she did say
okay,
cheat. I heard her say cheat, and you're owning up to it. You're fessing up,
Melissa.
Melissa
can cheat.
You know what? If I cheat, that means everyone can cheat, and this means you all get a really good, easy summer dessert. Serve it with fresh raspberries because they're in season right now, or blueberries.
Give us some more ideas for things you can do.
Okay, well, here's something that many people don't think of when they think no cook. Couscous, bulgur, cellophane noodles. All of these things you do not have to cook.
How do you do it?
You do have to heat water. So you have to turn on your electric kettle or your microwave.
Okay, and then what?
And then you just pour the hot water over, you know, to any couscous, like I said, cellophane noodles, tabbouleh, and it just soaks up the water. That's how you make them traditionally. You know, you don't have to boil them for a long time like pasta. And those are a terrific base for any kind of non-leafy green summer salad. It makes something really hearty. You can use a simple, you know, dressing. You can dress up the tabbouleh. It's great with canned chickpeas. Just drain the canned chickpeas, throw them on with some red peppers from a jar, and you've got yourself a really filling salad. The cellophane noodles are my favorite. Chopped peanuts, chopped cilantro.
Now that sounds like good.
I want to go back to the cellophane noodles because they start out looking like this kind of dry, creepy little mess. And then you put water on. I mean, it's like magic watching them expand.
Yeah, I'm pro cellophane noodles. I tend to think tabbouleh sometimes too much in the summer. It feels a little bit like silage. You know, but talk about ceviche. You suggest ceviche, and is there a safe way to do ceviche and have it really come out well?
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're getting very fresh seafood, ceviche is going to be safe. I think that it's just the important step there is finding a really safe a fishmonger who you trust. Say this is the freshest, and if they say yes, then it's okay. You want to use citrus juice because citrus juice is what firms up the texture of the fish and makes it seem like you cooked it, but in fact, you didn't apply heat to it. The acid in the citrus juice firms up the fish flesh. My favorite is scallop. I love a scallop ceviche.
And for anyone who hasn't ever tried ceviche, don't we want to point out that the minute you put that citrus juice on it, the raw taste is gone.
It's cooking.
The acid makes it taste like it's been under heat, but it hasn't. And, of course, if you're using a combination of lemon, lime, and orange juice, you get this amazing fruity, citrusy flavor, too, which is just so nice with seafood.
Can we go back to the cantaloupe soup for 1 minute real
quickly,
quick?
Quickly, guys.
Quick recipe for the cantaloupe soup.
Cantaloupe soup, sheep's milk or regular yogurt in the blender, a little bit of lime juice, a little bit of honey, turn it on with some ice. Voila, there you go.
And if you didn't get that, it's on our website, thetakeaway.org, and the New York Times has a bunch of Melissa's summer ideas written for Rachel Ray. Knock yourself out there, Melissa.
Enjoy.
That's great, because you can just do this, and goes the sizzle, and there goes the
Melissa
stove.
Does
I
it
love
all the
this.
Time. She makes it so easy. Food writer for our partner, the New York Times, with some summer no-oven suggestions. Also on thetakeaway.org, you can get a head start on our next day's show. On your blog, producers post about the stories we're watching, the angles we're thinking of. You can weigh in with your own suggestions. Check all that out on thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Lynn Sherrin for Celeste Headlie.
All
week, John's eating cake.
Eat cake.
I'm going
Let
back to my
cake.
Cantaloupe soup and putting on a tutu. This
lovely
is the takeaway.
Cup. Lovely paper cup this is served in.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.